B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, batten down the hatches. It's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning. Hey, before we get started about sports, I just have to tell you, I've been to Normandy twice, and I would say that any American fortunate enough to have the financial means to do it should go there. It is absolutely a must. It's one of the most powerful experiences you'll ever have.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
Couldn't agree more, Bob. Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't
agree. That's I'm off my soapbox now.
Okay, no. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Just a travel agent box.
and a guide really enhances the experience.
Yes,
I'll tell you that, too.
So
a good guide. It's really important. Okay, now.
Okay, so now. How do you feel about Bruce Cassidy and the Sundance Kids?
Good to pretty good. Good to real good. Not great. Not overwhelmingly confident, but I'm confident enough that they have enough at their disposal to win this game with or without Zdeno Chara. It seems as if Grzelcyk is going to play, and that's a good news. That's very good news. As far as whether he will play or not, if indeed he has a broken jaw, it's hard to imagine he's going to play. But
yeah,
we're talking about a hockey player.
Yeah, different
we're,
animal.
We are talking about people who are a little bit on a scale of 1 to 10 of craziness. They're about a 9, most of them, and so it wouldn't be inconceivable, but it's highly, highly doubtful.
Can you imagine the energy in the garden if he comes out on that?
I thought about that.
My God,
it'd blow the roof off.
It would be extraordinary. It would be very heartwarming. I remember there was a time the Bork once upon a time had a. Was thought to be a keep you out of the game injury, and he showed up and played. They're playing the Whaler, I think.
Oh, that was a game seven. Oh.
Is that the time he took the puck in the mouth?
Yeah, and he that place, that was it was. So of course it would be a tremendously dramatic moment.
Hey Bob, you're going to want to tune in at 8:40. We've got the Hall of Famer Ray Bork coming up live right here on Lorna Wally.
Oh, terrific! Okay. Well, very good. Well, Bruin, you can argue, the second best Bruin ever, or there are people who say he's the best Bruin ever, even indeed. And you know what Harry Sinden always said: if I'm down a goal, I want, or if I'm up a goal, I want Bork to protect that.
That's
lead.
Pretty good.
Pretty
that's pretty
lofty.
Good company right there.
That's how we got around the question of who's better.
Okay, now, next question. Kind of a rare thing happened last night. The Red Sox got hitting and pitching. Great pitching, too.
Wow, was that a poof? That was a dominant. That's the word dominant. Look in the dictionary. Dominance. Oh, it's Chris Sale last night. And how about the drama of going out and throwing another quote unquote immaculate inning?
Yep.
And the eighth inning, which means that he threw 9 pitches, all strikes, struck out 3 guys on 9 pitches. Man. After the discussion with Alex Cora about how far he would go in the game, and he said, "Let's see what happens in the eighth." So he does the immaculate inning, and he has the first shutout we've had here in 2 years. Later, remember that day Brian Johnson threw a shutout out of nowhere back in 2017, but. That's the Chris Sale that we expect, and there it was. That was a tremendous performance, and the bats came along with it. Yes.
Hey Bob, who do you think is the MVP of this Red Sox team to this point?
Oh, Devers. That's an easy call.
No question.
Bogarts certainly make a case for it. Those two, but I would say Devers and one and Bogarts two so far. Devers this kid's a keeper. He's a complete keeper. We've got a kid who may win a batting title someday. He's got the most hits in the American League since very early in the season. I think he's second to Whitfield in Kansas City right now. But he's terrific. And Bogarts has established himself after the year he had last year and the way he's playing this year. Is one of the top shortstops in baseball.
Okay, one other quick baseball thing.
Yeah.
Were you surprised to see the Cubs sign
they were on the list of the short list of teams that were I read a story even yesterday morning about who were the and the Cubs were right on the top of the list. They're in the division. They feel that they're a contender. Just the whole thing was foolish, both for himself and Dallas Keuchel, the left-hand pitcher who hasn't yet been signed, but this thing went on way too long. It's completely crazy.
Okay, and then the final thing we're going to talk about is the dynasty of the Golden State Warriors over.
Well, they have injuries. I mean, they're going to have a good excuse, and I would call it a reason, not an excuse, if they don't get this done. I still think they're going to, by the way. I think Clay Thompson will play game four. You may be very well see Durant before it's over. Yeah, Toronto was terrific last night. Look at their box score. They must be so proud. The balance of their offense, the first starters, everyone had at least 17 points. That's a tremendous night. And they were excellent last night. They deserve full credit. But Golden State really, and Curry had to carry. He got 47 points. It was all they really had. But it's that one, I think, is going seven. And I know the difference between that one and our series is that Golden State does not have the home. It's hard to get used to that idea, but they did not have the home field, home court. So that the game seven would be in Toronto if there is a game seven. Unlike if we're having game seven, it would be here in hockey. But I'm confident that the Warriors. I'm not bailing on them after
not
that.
Not bailing. Tonight. Okay. No. Very good. Well, you, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Do you have any shameless
plugs?
Yeah,
we have the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom. We will be doing it this morning. It'll be up early this afternoon. And Sports Reporters, and then on Around the Horn next Monday. So you can circle your calendar at 5 o'clock on ESPN next month.
Okay. Have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, terrific.
We hope we have the Stanley Cup.
I think we'll be talking about the parade.
The parade. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
Bruins and how many, Bob? You think it's going to go the seven?
Yeah, I do. I felt that way all along.
Got it.
So have a rousing game seven right here.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
For those of you who don't know, there's an extremely important hockey game coming up at the Garden tonight. So we decided we should talk to an extremely important hockey player. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Ray Bork is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Raymond. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic, thank you.
Feel better if you were playing tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Hey,
a lot of people joking, asking me if I was getting a call, but... It wouldn't be pretty.
You don't think so, huh?
Well, when you think hockey, you don't always think pretty,
right? That's right. Okay, now, Ray, this is one of the things. By the way, there's a thing about this Zdeno Chara tonight because, you know, he's got a broken jaw now. He takes a puck to the face. Now, you're a guy who's taking a puck or two to the face. What do you think? What do you think?
The puck I took to the face just blew off my four top teeth, root and all. So, it didn't break any bones. But I did break my jaw in a fight. I took a pretty good punch on the chin, and I had a fractured jaw, and I was wired up for like 6 weeks. And this is like 1981, I think. So way back, and I think things are a little different now. How they fix you up with the broken jaw, and I think if.
Yeah, well, you were wired then. Now it's all wireless.
Yeah.
We apologize.
That's why you're behind the mic.
Exactly. Ay.
Is there
any? I think we're going to see Big Z back. I don't know if it's tonight, but I think we'll see him back in this series. If anybody could do it, I think he can. So.
Ray, it's got to hurt. I mean, how do you handle pain like that?
Well, they've got ways to kind of, you know, maybe take care of the pain. I don't know exactly what the jaw, if they're able to shoot that up and freeze it up a little bit. I'm sure he's going to be out on the ice trying and doing as much, as he can in terms of prep, seeing if he could skate and painless or even with a little pain. I mean, a lot of guys are playing with pain. I mean, I'm not saying many guys are playing with broken jaws, but there's a lot of stuff that you'll probably hear after the series is done with certain guys playing with certain things.
From the emotional side of the game, Bruins got beat up physically the other night, tied 2-2. How do you get a team to stay together and still believe after, you know, it's 2-2, but still believe going forward after you lose your leader like Chara?
Well, you've got to believe. This team has been resilient all year long. They've had all kinds of different injuries. At one point in time, I think they had four or five of their regular defensemen out of the lineup and still finding a way to getting the job done. So, it's a saying, but next guy up has to go out there and do the job and believe in the system. And they've done a great job of that so far. So, hopefully, Grizzly comes back tonight. That'd be a big help. And not knowing if Big Z is going to be in there, but you know, so far this series, every game that's been won, the team that's won the game has been very deserving of winning. And then in the next game, every time that team has reacted. The Bruins won the first game. St. Louis adjusted, came out with game two, a really good, strong, solid game. And then the Bruins bounced back in game three. And then the Blues, you know, did it in game four. So if it stays to the same script, hopefully the Bruins tonight reacts and go out and win, really takes a stranglehold on the series with a big win tonight.
Yep. Okay. Who are some of these young guys that really impress you as you're watching this team, Ray?
Well, I really enjoy watching McAvoy, Griswick, you know, I mean, Krug's been around what a while, but, you know, and you know, DeBrus has had a really strong season. I hope he comes out tonight and kind of plays the way he can. He'd really give us a big shot in the arm if he does that tonight. He's had a good, strong season. So obviously,
but you're feeling good.
Pasternak, and he's had a tremendous year. Great, talented player. So these are all young guys that are going to be around for many years to come.
I do have a very important question, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're the co-owner of Tresca, spectacular Italian restaurant, 233 Hanover Street in the North End. Do you have homemade meatballs there? Because you're going to be there tonight before the game, correct?
Oh, you can get some pasta there.
I see what you did there. You're on fire.
Once again, we apologize.
So people can drop by and see you tonight?
Yeah, I'm there before a lot of the Bruins games, and I've been there throughout the whole playoffs, and we've been jammed. It's been, you know, full of Bruins fans with jerseys, and I just walk around and go talk some hockey and Bruins talk, and we kind of promote that, you know, we're going to be there. So for us, this time of year has been incredible with the Bruins having the run that they're having, and it's, you know, all the graduations going on around Boston. It's really a great place, and yes, we do have incredible stuffed meatballs. Chef Rich and Sarah does an incredible job in the kitchen. He'll even come out and greet you, talk to you, and ask you what you feel like, and really great atmosphere there. Things are going really well with Tresca, and I'll be there tonight before the game with my 7-year-old grandson that's coming to his first playoff game. That is, he's so excited. So
that's wicked.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, I think you ought to do a promotion there at Tresca, and you have Hank come in. He could sit there with his mouth open. You could try to hit him with a meatball with a slap shot.
Or they could shoot him. You could shoot on me.
Wow.
See if you can hit his mouth.
I don't even know.
We could do it for charity.
Okay. About that.
How about we do that for the Bork Family Foundation?
That's a good idea.
That sounds good. I won that target competition 8 times, so I think your face might be a little messy if I...
I'm not that good-looking anyway.
Okay.
But, hey, the Bork Family Foundation, you've got a road race coming up this Saturday, right?
Yeah, we have our second annual road race. We started our Bork Family Foundation a little over 2 years ago. We have 3 different events a year that we raise money and donate to a lot of different charities around New England. And we have the road race at 7.7 kilometers and a 5K walk, and we have a Mike's fun run for little kids, and it's held at Ferncroft Country Club. It's in 10 Village Road, Middleton, Mass. It's right, you know, where we kind of run around the neighborhood, and then the last half of that race is ran on the golf course at Ferncroft Country Club. So this is our second year, and then we have a golf tournament that we hold in August at Golf Club in New England in Stratham, New Hampshire. And then we have a third event, a big gala, a black and white gala that we have in late January, early February that we have. So these 3 events create a lot of funds for us to donate to a lot of different charities. We've all my kids, my whole family are involved. We're trying to build something that will last a long time here with my kids and my grandchildren. So we're really vested, and we have a great time doing it. The run's a great event. You know, after the run, we have a big stage. We have live music. We have hamburgers, hot dogs.
Hey.
We hang out for a couple hours afterwards. It's at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
You do it up big time.
Nice.
Yeah, we have, you know, we had over 300 runners last year. And this year, we're already over 300 without a walk-up crowd. So it's $40 for the race, $30 for the walk, and $10 for the fun run for the little kids. And if you go to www.borkrace.com or you go to borkfamilyfoundation.org, you'll hear and find out what we're all about.
So, that's great. That's
I got to strap the pads
on. Yeah.
Okay. I got to get ready for that meatball shooting competition.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. And go
pleasure,
Bees, okay?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the great Ray Bourque right here, 105.7 WRI. You know, the 7.7K road race. That's clever.
Oh, yeah, I see what he did.
That's it. See what he did there?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.